Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today, our guest is Dr. Walter Blevins, Judge Executive of Rowan County. And Judge Blevins, as always, welcome to Front Page.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, we'll kind of start off with the thing that we always talk about when you come in, the jail project. You and I talked here earlier in the week, and it looks like the site prep process is coming along very nicely.
Very nicely. They've done a good job. They're ahead of schedule. We're looking at maybe end of March we'll have it finished, maybe hopefully before, and we'll go to bid.
At that point, I guess you look to find the construction company that will actually build the jail.
That's correct, and we're kind of pinching ourselves in between two other major projects. I assume one of the projects is up here on campus, and then probably the other project is the hospital addition they're doing, or not addition, but a new building, Doctor's Park, I guess you'd call it. With the hospital. So there's three major projects. We're hoping that we're going to be in the middle of that letting.
Last time we talked, you felt like it was going to be an $18 million project when you talk about the building of the new jail. Is that where things stand? And again, where are you with talks about funding? And I know you discussed perhaps an increase in the payroll tax.
Well, we're looking at it. It'd be nice if we didn't have to do that, but I think we may have to, and we're still looking at the numbers and trying to get my magistrates to agree to it, but we didn't take any action this time. But next week or next month, we'll probably look at that and have to do something, because we're going to have to do it. You know, if you're going to build something, you have to have the money. You have to have a backup to be able to back up what you're bonding. And but again, I think we're close to $18 million for the facility. Of course, that doesn't include the engineering and architectural fees. Hopefully, we're still trying to get that money from the state. We think that's about close to $1 million that we'll get from the state. That will help us to pay some of that money back on the first bonding. And we have hopefully enough cash that we can go ahead and make maybe a dent in the bonding, not have to use all the bonding. Again, that's It's a tough thing to sell to people. A lot of people don't understand why you need a jail, but you need a jail because it's going to be more expensive to start shipping people to other parts of the state. And it'll create a few jobs here, but to me, we're a regional center. We ought to have the regional jail here. It's not really a regional jail because it'll be owned and operated by the Round County citizens. But it will be a regional jail for many of the other counties that do not and cannot afford jails.
I think the last time we talked, the proposal for the possible payroll tax increase was 0.5%. Is
half
that right?
Percent. I think that's all we can go up to is another half. And to me, if all the taxes is probably the best, because it only hits people that are working, people that are bringing in salaries. Where if you put it on property, you put it on insurance, you're hitting a lot of fixed income people that just can't afford any kind of increase at all. So it's a pretty tough issue, and to me it's the fairest way to probably do it. Again, about half those people that would be paying it don't live in the community, but we would benefit from their working here in the community.
What's the expectation in terms of how much annual revenue it could create for the county?
About $1.7 million in additional revenues is what I'm hearing. And, again, that may go up because of all the construction, all the new employees that will be coming in here to build the prison, to build the jail, build the ADUC, and also the hospital. And we also have another project that hopefully we'll let in the near future, and that's the Community and Technical College campus. That's a $28 million project. A lot of building, a lot of growth in this area. And payroll tax will capture that and help us pay for many of those projects.
You had mentioned money coming in from the state, and we've talked about this issue too as well. By law, the State Department of Corrections has to help with the architectural and engineering funding for any jail project that's been approved, and they'd been balking at paying that money to Rowan County. I know that a lawsuit had been filed, and here recently House Majority Leader Rocky Atkins, who is from Morehead, a Democrat, had said that the DOC does owe that money and they're going to pay it.
Well, I hope he's correct. I mean, of course, Rocky's the floor leader in the House, but we still got to get the hurdle in the Senate. I've talked to Senator West about it. I think some other magistrates and some other people have talked to Senator West. I mentioned it to President Robert Stivers, who used to represent Round County. Hopefully he's still got a place in his heart for this community and understands it. That we were kind of talked into building a prison, even or jail. We could have probably kept our own, but it was not the best facility. It's a pretty small facility, but we could have probably gotten by for many years. But they sweetened the pie when they gave us about up to $1.5 million as an incentive to go out here and build one.
You know, what's interesting, you say talking to these people, and I would think that there really wouldn't need to be much of a discussion because state law mandates that money come from the DOC.
I understand that as well, but part of the legislature is that if the budget can supersede the statutes, and we're hoping that they'll realize that still we're going to keep coming back, and if we have to take them to court, we'll take them to court, and we don't want to go to court. We'd like to see this taken care of, but we're just not positive, and it'll be a big impact on the citizens of Round County if we don't get the money.
What are your thoughts here? Are you optimistic that this can be resolved fairly in a friendly way?
I'm optimistic. I think one of the reasons is that two of the other jails that are actually going to receive some of this money are in Republican territory, so I think we've got bipartisan. There should be some bipartisan support. I know London and also in Oldham County, both those are Republican counties. If you look at their legislators are all Republican, and their judges are Republican as well. So hopefully with a bipartisan push, these three communities will hopefully get some money to help in the architectural and engineering fees.
I'll ask you about something else, and this just came over the Associated Press wire today, and it said lower gas prices are putting more strain on Kentucky's road fund while bringing relief to consumers. However, transportation cabinet officials say that motor fuel's tax revenues are about $33 million below projections for the current fiscal year, and in coming years, the gas tax is expected to take in much lower amounts than this year, I guess, basically. And how concerned are you about that? Because I know that you get money from the state road fund to help with the roads and highways here in Rowan County.
Well, very concerned because we do receive a lot of state dollars, and we were talking about that in our court meeting yesterday. We may not have enough money in our budget to do any kind of blacktopping the next year or so, but until the economy turns around, we see maybe an increase in the gas tax. I know Senator Stivers actually at one of the CAICO meetings talked about his willingness to increase the gas tax maybe a couple of cents and get us over this hump. I don't know if he's got the members. He didn't talk like he had all his members in behind him on this, but a couple of cents on a gallon would not impact anybody here, especially when you've seen gas prices from $4 and maybe higher in some areas. You're paying $1.49, $1.59. I heard somebody today spent 98 cents for a gallon of gas. I think they were buying it for pennies up in Ohio in a gas war up there. So a couple extra pennies on a gallon would really not impact the people in Kentucky, and we would have the money so we can maintain our roads, just not our state road, but our county roads, because it's really going to be a big impact on us. I know the governor hasn't totally told us, but at present time, we do not even have an advocate in the transportation cabinet down there because the governor's not appointed a rural road commissioner. And that's really the person that we look to as county officials to help fight the battle for us and to make sure our voice is heard. Again, we're talking to all our legislative leaders, but it's nice to have somebody in the executive branch that actually works for the rural roads.
I was going to say, without that advocate, how tough is it then?
It's very tough, and I think all of my judges that I've talked to are very concerned about it, and we've been trying to give him some names of people we think would be good candidates. I don't think he's bought into any of those. He'll make that decision hopefully soon.
I also saw that the governor, and he said this during his State of the Commonwealth address when he talked about his budget, he'd outlined a plan to spend, I think it's $6 billion on roads and bridges over the next 6 years here in the state of Kentucky, and I'm wondering how that might impact Rowan County, possibly in a positive way.
Well, we've got some major projects. Of course, one that I'm very pleased about that's already been let, that's the 519 project, so that's several million dollars there that we're going to see at least in Round County. Of course, we've got 32. We're trying to upgrade 32. Rocky's been working as well as I did to try to fix 32 coming from Sandy Hook into Round County. And those projects hopefully will continue to be in the budget. So anytime you get a road project, it does usually bring economic development to the area. It brings more traffic to the area. And more than that, it creates safer highways for our people that have to travel.
One thing I'm interested in, and this has been something that's been talked about for probably over two decades now, is putting an additional I-64 interchange in Rowan County on the eastern side of the county. And it's been sort of on the back burner. It's somewhere, I guess, deep within the recesses of the blueprints at the state transportation cabinet. But
been in a six-year plan probably for about 12 years. So it's a at least a $50 million project, probably more now with the way things are going. That's the peculiar thing you would expect with the lower gas prices. You'd see lower blacktopping and lower construction costs, at least in the supplies of the blacktop. And we're just not seeing that right now. But hopefully the prices will go down and we'll get more bang for our buck. But that project would be definitely warranted. It's one that I've supported in the past. I had some questions about it a few times, but I think it probably, with the growth, hopefully we're going to see in the future, we're going to need another interchange.
So you think at some point, though, it will happen?
I'm an optimist. I wouldn't be in this game, and I have high hopes that we can get those projects that we need, and I think that's Rocky's and John Will and myself. We've pushed hard to get a bypass around another interchange in Round County because of the traffic concerns that we're going to see without that.
Yeah, and the other thing is we've talked about this, I think, before, too. I know I've talked to other officials about it. When you talk about people who live in the eastern part of Rowan County, if you have to run an ambulance all the way through Moorhead and try to get it to the hospital, it takes more time. If you could use that bypass and kind of wrap around or get back on the 64 and then back down, say, 32, you could get to the hospital quicker, and that might save a life or two.
It could save a life. That's anytime we build roads, we look at the life and safety issue as well. That's one of the reasons they get priority oftentimes if there's been lots of wrecks or if they're going to help us get people to the hospital or to where they can have emergency care.
All right. Looking at some of the minutes from this week's meeting, I noticed that you had the 2015 financial statement from the County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, we approved that. We also had I didn't get it listed there. We had the information. We went ahead and approved the clerk's budget for as well. There's some questions about both those. They're big budgets, and both of them gave us some excess fees. I think we got about $90,000 in excess fees from the clerk's office and about $76,000, I think. Maybe it could have been $78,000. I can't remember. I know we got a partial check for about $77,000 from the sheriff's office. And I think both those will give us a little more money, $10,000 or something like that from each one of those. When they're audits are done. They have to hold back until their audits are actually completed, and then there'll be some other additional funds. Not a lot of funds, but some additional funds for the county to work with.
I guess any additional money is good news, though.
Any additional money is good news. Actually, our payroll tax has gone up about 8.5%, and that's without the increase. So, but we've got a lot of demands on our budget. I know I've got a meeting tonight with the recreational board, and of course they're looking for dollars, and I'm hoping someday we can put some dollars into that so we can get some better recreation facilities for our community.
Yeah, I guess that's a big thing. I mean, that used to be kind of like the other issue we talked about earlier with the I-64 interchange, kind of a back burner issue, but it seems to be coming to the forefront and staying kind of on at least low heat, if nothing else, and people are still talking about it. So I get the impression that this is something that people really want, and it will happen at some point in the not-too-distant future.
I don't think they just want it. I think we need it. For economic development, we're going to be able to, when someone comes here to bring some jobs, which I think is going to happen, we need to be able to put on our best face, and our best face is having nice recreation facilities for the people who work here and the people that are going to live here.
I guess I've talked to the mayor about this when we talk about where that new park might be, and of course the old Sunnybrook Golf Course has been the main focus of attention there, but at the same time I've heard that possibly other sites might be under consideration. What do you know there?
Well, I know we're going to look at try to find the best spot we can. I know Sunnybrook would be ideal because there's a lot of acreage out there. We've got a sewer line that's actually going to be out there for the area to help with that issue. Right now I think the road issue is a big concern because it's we were thinking a couple of $1 million. I think when Rocky finally had some information by the cabinet, it looked like it was around $12 million. So it really put a big dent in trying to put Sunnybrook on the map out there. So we're going to have to look at some others. I know the mayor's looked at a few others. I don't want to mention them basically because as soon as you mention something, the price goes up. So we're better off to try to deal in some kind of concealment there of what we're looking at before we actually let the public know what we're buying.
Has it been determined whether or not this thing will be built all at once or possibly piecemealed?
Well, I know the president of the university, he wants to see a major project. He wants to see us do some kind of a large bonded issue, and that way we make sure we do it. He didn't want to see it piecemealed. I mean, sometimes you have to piecemeal things when you don't have the funds. Again, we're very hopeful that with the lift bill down in Frankfurt, I understand it was introduced in the House recently, probably not much action until after the filing deadline, or not the filing deadline, but the election on March the 8th, the special election for those four seats. But I was glad to see I think Greg Stumbo and the Speaker of the House, along with the Minority Floor Leader, I think Jeff Hoover, have introduced the bill in a bipartisan way. Hopefully it'll sail through the House, and hopefully it'll get the same input from the in the Senate. To me, that's a bill that's very important to us because it would allow us to use an increased penny on the sales tax, which would give us an opportunity to bond a fairly substantial project here in Round County. The city and the county could go together on that, and we can see some real progress. We'd have the money to do about whatever we need to do to bring those facilities online.
From what you know and talking to lawmakers that you're familiar with on both sides in the House and Senate, do you get the impression that they are looking at this bill a little more favorably?
I think that hopefully they are. I mean, it's good to see the House come together with a bipartisan bill, and hopefully that bipartisanship will continue over in the Senate. Basically, the Senate's controlled very heavily by the Republicans. A lot of those guys sign no tax pledges. It's really not, they're not increasing the tax. Really, it's letting the people increase the tax on themselves. They're not voting for a tax increase. They're voting for letting the people decide what's in their best interest. To me, it's an easy vote. I supported the bill, and I would support it, and I'll continue to talk in favor of the bill.
Again, our guest on Front Page is Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins. I'm Chuck Meraz. We'll pause for a moment, come back with more on the program right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, our guest is Rowan County Judge Executive Walter Blevins. And I guess the effort continues, Judge, to try to get some money privately raised for the Veterans Museum and also the old jail building that's on the back end of the Arts Center property. And what do you know about that?
Well, they're continuing to try to raise funds. It's tough to raise funds in a tough economy, but hopefully they're going to continue, and they're trying to have, I think the women's club is going to have a little dance here, and that all the proceeds from that sweetheart dance will actually go to the old jail. I put a grant in for about $10,000 to try to do some maybe cleaning of both those buildings on the outside, and also maybe paving the parking lot between the two buildings. And also maybe some landscaping around those buildings. There's a lot of work needs to be done on both those buildings, and now we're finding out that we've got a big cost to redo the heating and plumbing, or heating and cooling in the Arts Center. I didn't realize it, but they've not much heat in that building, and the heat's not doing very well. It's very expensive. Our electric bills are very high. We pay the electric bills there. They don't pay those. They're trying to do a good job, but that heating system was put in was a long time ago. It's not as efficient. It's more costly. And actually, three of the four units in the first floor are basically not working. So we're trying to get something done. Hopefully, I'll get some quotes here in the next few days from people, and we'll try to get something done on that.
What's the estimated cost?
Anywhere from maybe a couple of thousand maybe to do a Band-Aid approach, and then we don't know how much it's going to cost to actually redo the whole system. But a lot of times if you redo take an old system and it's not up to par and put a modern one in, you can actually save money. It'll pay for itself over a period of time. I think that's probably what we'll look at. But again, I'll have better figures in the next few weeks, and I'll take that back to the court, and hopefully we'll find the dollars to at least move this project forward.
I'm just kind of curious, what would an HVAC system for a building that size cost? I know what it cost on my house when I put one in here a few years ago, and it was pretty expensive.
It can be expensive. I don't want to scare the viewers out there or the listeners out there, but it can be expensive. But that we put a big investment in that building, and to make it work properly, you have to have good heating and cooling, especially heating during this time of the year. And I think my court members, they seem to understand that's our building. We need to take care of it. We'll find some way to take care of it.
Yeah, and that's an unexpected cost, I guess, that you
unexpected cost. That's right, exactly right. That's why you don't want to do all your bonding on the jail, and that's what been some of our concerns. If we don't, if we have some money, so we don't have to do all the bonding and try to pay for some of this in the short run.
Are you?
Let me mention one
thing.
Sure,
go ahead.
I'm very excited this morning. I go to the veterans breakfast about every Wednesday. I try to go out there. There's a lot of good people in there. Not only veterans, but there's people that are community leaders as well that are veterans that attend that. Gives me a chance to kind of rub elbows with some of my friends and break bread with them. And this today we invited or had an invitation to all the ROTC cadets, and they came out, had four or five young women that are very – I think actually the leader of the ROTC program is from Carter County, a female, and just very impressed with those young people. They care about their country. They're willing to go serve, willing to put their life on the limb, and very impressive. You come away after having a chance to meet those individuals and listen to them about what they want to do. Just very inspiring, and makes you glad you're an American citizen.
Well, and it also kind of offsets the talk that you hear that people are disappointed in some ways with the younger generation, and I guess that's the talk with every older generation.
I'm sure they talk about you and me as well, that we're a lost generation, but hopefully we wake up eventually and try to do the right things for people.
But at the same time, when you meet young people like this, it has to encourage you.
It's very encouraging. It makes you feel that the country's going to be in good hands in the future.
Getting back to what we were talking about here a moment ago, with the museum, I know the veterans have been working pretty hard to get some money for their facility and fix it up.
Yeah, there have been some paintings done and the windows. We need to put a better heating and cooling system in that building too. It's old and antiquated as well. Again, we'd probably save some money by putting some money into that project. To me, those are not just throwing money down a rat hole. Those are investments, because you're actually going to save money in the long run when you have a better system. And plus, if you're going to attract people to something, you want to hopefully they'll be comfortable when they come there and safe.
Is the county still committed to helping with the turf project up at the high school? I know we talked money a lot today.
We did not change our mind. We decided that's a good idea. I understand that maybe the project's not going to occur, so that'll be about $10,000. Maybe we can put in some other area. But to me, I think that would be an advantageous thing for the community. You'd have a place where, in all kinds of weather, people could still have a place to do their marching bands, track, soccer, baseball, whatever. I mean, you'd have an opportunity to have a place that would be relatively dry and safe to play on.
What's happened to the project?
I think maybe, from what I understand, some people weren't informed about the project before it actually we found dollars for it, and some of the school board members, they're in a tough spot too, and we're looking at tough budgets for them as well, and I think they just kind of balked maybe and decided, well, maybe it's just not time at the present to move forward on that project. Again, I'm here. I'm getting a lot of hearsay, but I think right now we'll probably not spend that money. We'll spend it on something else.
I'm wondering, though, if this project moving forward somewhere maybe a year or so down the road could be revisited.
I think anything can be revisited. I think the mayor and myself are very committed to try to make this community the best it can be. And I think you look at other communities that have this facilities and having good football stadiums but the multi-use and I think those kinds of things are advantageous. I know right now when they have band concerts here, they have to use the university charges, and of course they need they're in budget tough times, and they've got to charge as well. But it'd be nice to not have to charge these people when you have to put these things on and bring lots of people to the community and not have to pay for them. I think my magistrates and myself are very committed to trying to do something good for the community.
Judge, thanks as always.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you. And good luck to the Moorhead Eagles this week and hopefully in the tournament.
Round County Judge Executive Walter Blevins. I'm host of Front Page, Chuck Moraz. We'll see you next time.